Hello, and welcome to another Contemplative Living. Well, you can see we're back in our home studio here in Virginia Beach. It's always good to be home, but we love our time down in the Dominican. It's our home away from home, and we work on a lot of projects. We kicked off a lot of projects that we hope to come to full fruition, you know, later this year. And so, you know, hopefully in the coming months, we'll be able to tell you a little bit more about those projects. We're kind of excited about it. So we're here. It's Easter Sunday. Welcome. And I just want to say that, you know, we're so happy to be continuing to do what our hearts really love. These podcasts mean a lot to me, mean a lot to some of you. And so today we're going to talk about, you know, being back home and everything kind of made me think about, you know, this about being authentic, about being non-judgmental. And so that's kind of the subject that we're going to talk about today. And Spirit once said to me, release yourself to be of service with heart-centered authenticity. You know, and releasing ourselves to be who we really are. You know, when you think about it, do we give ourselves permission to let go and be who we really are authentically? And, you know, when I think about that, I get excited about the promise that life holds for us. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So let's get to it.
Welcome. Now creating a life of peace. This is Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Contemplations and Reflections to help with spiritual living. This podcast is made possible by dharmatalks.com.
All right, so we're talking about authenticity and non-judgment. And in order to really start the conversation, we need to talk about the masks that we wear, because being authentic in life allows us to be brave as well as tender and casting off the mask. And what do I mean by that? You know, it's all about embracing authenticity. It's about being true to ourselves and showing up as we are without fear, without judgment of rejection. We become more courageous and willing to risk and pursue our dreams without holding back. So authenticity allows us to express our true selves with vulnerability, with honesty, and connecting us deeper with others, you know, who appreciate us for who we truly are. Being authentic doesn't mean being perfect or having it all figured out. God knows, none of us have it all figured out. It means embracing our imperfections, embracing our vulnerabilities, and knowing that they make us who we are. It's about being brave enough to show up as we are, even when it feels uncomfortable or maybe even scary. Authenticity allows us to be tender and compassionate towards ourselves, importantly for ourselves and others. When we can let go of the need to impress or fit in, we create space for genuine connections, you know, based on mutual understanding and acceptance. And that is so critical. So forgive yourself. First, forgive yourself for not being perfect. None of us are perfect. And see others as humans doing the best that they can. You know, when we work on ourselves and try to raise our awareness, we begin to see that many times we're not acting authentically when we are caught up in the circumstances. When we're down at street level and just caught up in all of the circumstances that are happening around us, a lot of times that's when we really put on those personas and we're not being authentically who we are. We're trying to make people think we're something else, you know, something better. And so, but when we raise our awareness above the street level circumstances, then we find that we can see clearly, we can be connected to our authentic self and be who we really want to be, an authentic being. And we can be honest with ourselves and honest with those around us. And then we recognize that, you know, everybody is just trying to do the best they can. We're all trying to get through life and to be genuine. So experience the real colors of our world. When we're caught up in those circumstances and we're not being who we truly are, we have those personas on, or even worse, when we're reacting from judgment of ourselves, judging ourselves against others or judging others, then we're creating an environment where we're living within preconceived notions. We're living within, and we're not seeing the true colors of our world and how beautiful our world really is. So we want to, like, cast away, let go, release ourselves, like Spirit told me, release ourselves so that we can see clearly, so that we can be authentic, so that we can breathe and be who we truly are, be that our genuine self. You know, we're always looking for ways to pad the cold, hard surfaces of life. And we do it so we don't hurt ourselves. And life could be full of sharp edges, hard bumps, and they all leave us feeling bruised and battered, right? In our quest for authenticity and non-judgment, it's important to remember, you know, there are times we want to cushion ourselves against the harsh realities of the world. We really, you know, it's self-care. And we are always seeking ways to soften the blows, both physical and emotional, that come our way. So just as a padded jacket protects us from the cold, we might also find ways to insulate ourselves from negativity and judgment, from that which is coming from the outside, and surround ourselves with supportive friends and family, and engage in self-care practices like meditation, yoga, or simply taking some time to indulge in activities that bring joy. You know, I really love a good cup of coffee, you know, and when I take the time to enjoy it, it brings another additional layer of you know, satisfaction. And so all of this can serve as protective layers against life's rough edges and surfaces. Now, a person who is aware moves away from judgment. You know, if you can imagine a world free from judgment, where understanding and acceptance reign supreme, in this world, aware people would choose to avoid passing harsh judgments on others. We'd understand that everyone is on their own unique journey, facing their own struggles, their own challenges. They're trying to be the best that they can be. And by embracing non-judgmental attitudes, we can create a safe space for them, others, ourselves, and for us to be authentic. We create that true space where we can be authentic and be ourselves. And we recognize that when judgments are removed, genuine connections can flourish. And those connections can flourish without fear of rejection or misunderstanding. So we want to learn to listen from within in order to find harmony, forgiveness, and compassion. You know, a lot of the time it feels like we're behind a plate of glass and we're looking at the world behind this plate of glass, and we just can't hear. We're not fully engaged. We're not touching reality. But when we take the time to go within and connect with our divine nature that is a part of the divine whole, then we find peace. We find peace within. We find that harmony that is us connected to our divine nature, to our true self. And with that, we know we can forgive ourselves. We know that we can be true to ourselves. And that's so important. That's so important. And when we're in that state, when we reach that state, we build compassion. We build compassion for ourselves. So we want to make sure that we make time to listen within, so that we can connect with our true nature and bring that into every day, into our every interaction, so that we're being peaceful and the most beneficial and empowering person that we can be. Now, if we're centered and authentic, then we have no reason to avoid any experience. When we embrace our true selves and live from a place of authenticity, we open ourselves up to all the experiences that life has to offer. And by being centered in who we are, free from judgment or fear, then we allow ourselves to fully engage with the world around us. You know, that's when we get to squeeze all the juice out of life. And avoiding certain circumstances only serves to limit our growth. As sad as it is to say, you know, that it limits our growth and potential for self-discovery. So instead of shying away from challenges or discomfort, why not lean into them with an open heart and mind? And then every experience, whether positive or negative, has something valuable to teach us. There's a lesson in there. So let's let go of our preconceived notions about what we should or shouldn't do. And let's trust in our authentic self and approach each moment with curiosity and openness. And, you know, that's when we may be surprised at the depth of wisdom, the wisdom and understanding that comes from fully embracing every aspect of your journey. I hope that you can find that peace. I hope you can find that center with your awareness above the circumstances, so that you can be that authentic person that is not using judgment, but is using discernment and looking at things clearly, so that you can be empowered in your decisions and your interactions. I hope you have a blessed week. Namaste.
Thank you for listening today to Contemplative Living with David Bennett. Please be sure to subscribe, listen, and share with your friends wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can find us on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and the Podbean app. You can find the links to these on David's website, dharmatalks.com, on the Contemplative Living page. Have a blessed week.